Wow, I feel like I haven't done this in a while. I didn't know how to start.
Yeah, we did take some time off because I was traveling and
holidays.
And yeah, we've been traveling and yeah.
This is being released today though, so we recorded this today. We're releasing this today.
Yeah,
so this Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Listening, we're recording it. This is day of potting.
Yeah, this we're really
impressive.
We're running the fine edge of the wait.
Yeah, the razor's edge.
Yep. Anyways,
well, welcome to the pod. I'm Adam.
I'm Marissa, and this is Natural Disasters. And yeah, stoked to be here.
Yeah, me too. we have a fun one today. Oh, that was my chair. I have a fun one today. I've been pitching this one to Marissa for I think since we've been potting,
which is going to be 2 years really soon. But
and she's always been like, if you can make it work, I just don't want to really be involved in it. If you can make it work,
it's the one thing I was like, I'm not creating an outline and putting this all together.
So I did it.
Adam did it. I still did the outline.
And I did it. Marissa helped with the outline, but we're doing a wine pairing episode.
Yep.
So I went out to Trader Joe's and I bought stuff from every. The only thing we don't have, I realize, is umami, but maybe the black chocolate is we'll have.
Well,
that.
Now you're giving it away, but yeah. So basically, what we're gonna do, what Adam proposed, is he went and bought all of these snacks that that correlate with different flavor profiles.
Salty, sweet, sour, bitter, spicy.
Yeah.
And we have four wines that we're gonna drink that sort of run the gamut of either sparkling or sweet or dry or red, juicy red. And we're going to eat each one of these things with each wine and determine, do pairings matter?
Yeah, which I think, I mean, which we'll get into a conversation about that at the end, because I mean, I don't know if you can tell by the sound of my voice, like I'm kind of like, pairings, I have a lot of feelings about
right.
pairings.
And that's sort of where this that's where the sort of the birth of this pod came from. Is
yeah.
We, you know, Marissa and I have had dinner several times, and obviously we eat and drink around each
other. No, I do not eat, and I only drink.
That's true. but, like, pairings is one of those things that comes up a lot in conversation. And
people ask about it a lot.
Yeah, and we're going to determine. Hold on, I'm closing the window. And we're going to determine whether or not this works. So. Should we just get started? We have a lot.
We have a lot. This.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 snacks.
Right. Introducing first, our first realm of stuff is in the salty savory category, in which Adam brought some classic potato chips.
Classic potato chips.
And then also some cheddar cheese.
It's the one at Trader Joe's. It's called Unexpected Cheddar. It's sort of. It's
Does
like
that mean it's natural, but they just don't want to use that word?
No, I think it's
unexpected wines, eclectic wines, eclectic cheese.
It's a hybrid sort of cheese that I think it's just a classic white cheddar, but it kind of has Parmesan quality. It's very salty.
Tastes like a aged premium cheddar with hints of Parmesan.
Yeah. It's got like a. It's definitely. I mean, that's what it tastes like.
Cool. Yeah, he did take a big fat bite out of it.
I did. I had to make sure it was okay.
Yeah, and thank God it's fine. He didn't die. Next up, we got the super sour Scandinavian Swimmers.
In
the sour zone, which I'm all about because I love sour candies. Next up after that, we got sweet fruity. So in that category, we have soft strawberry licorice twists. And then we have bittersweet peanut butter cups.
Basically a Reese's peanut butter cup.
But it's made with dark chocolate, so like it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
And then we got bitter, which is like gnarly bitter ass fucking chocolate. It's 100% cocoa solids with cocoa nibs.
Yeah.
It says 100% cocoa solids, dark chocolate, absolute black with cocoa nibs.
Yeah. It's dark chocolate.
And it's made by someone called Montezuma's, which
I hope there's no revenge.
I hope there's no revenge. And then last but not least, we have spicy, and for that, we have spicy cheese crunchies.
Basically hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos. And our first wine to start is the Oyster River Wine Growers American White Wine, which is a blend of French and American hybrids. And it's from Maine.
It is from Maine.
Hold on, let me pour us.
And it's a little bit, I know it's a lower alcohol. It's like 10.5% or so.
We can also just give people a quick.
We're not going to go as heavy into where these wines are from and everything. By the way, this is more of
more about
the pairings.
It's more about Adam finally convincing me to do this episode.
I just wanted to eat while we pod.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, that's what people really want to listen to. Is like just
eating?
Like yeah, these chips are going to be really great. You guys, so excited for y'all. we'll just remember.
Oh no, it's really beautiful. It kind of.
On the nose, it's okay. So on the nose of the American white wine from Oyster River Wine Growers is, you know, it's really fresh. It's kind of smells like citrus laundry.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and it's got like a.
And there's like a soft, fuzzy, warm peach skin quality. Yeah, it's very aromatic, but not cloying.
On the palate, very clean, just refreshing, exactly how you would expect it to be.
Yeah, really, really clean, nice finish.
Dry white wine.
Dry but juicy.
Yeah,
you know, like
I imagine good with the seafood of
seas.
I was going to say of the Northeast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it makes sense like that this is called Oyster River.
Yeah. I can imagine some oysters out of, maybe not river oysters. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing, but anyways, also, hold on, wait, one thing I forgot is that we are going to be giving
a score.
They're going to get a score out of 1 to 5. If you guys listen to the glass episode,
yes,
where
it's very similar.
It's a similar setup where, like, we're going to rate the things.
And we're not necessarily rating for, like, a winner to be, like, the winner of all
pairings
is sour candy.
Because these are, American white wine. It's more or less just to, like, kind of go through.
To see if we can. Because
I kind of think it's all bullshit.
What? This is to see if it all sucks.
Yeah. So, okay. So 1 to 5 scale. So what we're going to do is take the Oyster River.
We should implement some sort of strategy. Should we take a bite and then a sip and then another bite?
You tell me, sommelier.
I think we should take a bite, a sip. I think it should be a bite and then a sip.
Okay, sounds good.
I think we should
eat it and then
sip.
So, and we're going to do everything with the Oyster River first, and then we'll go through the other wines as well. All right, so starting with Oyster River and potato chips.
A classic
potato chip. Pull your microphone.
Oh, no,
away.
I'm going to. Definitely salty.
Well, that's real salty.
Potato-y.
The Trader Joe's, like, that's a lot of salt, homies.
Oh, and it pulls out any of the, I'll let you do.
Yeah, that's nice.
But it pulls out sort of any of the fruit and it gives it more of that, like.
It really balances out those chips are really fucking salty. But, I think that works well together. And then the finish, because if I was to just finish eating the potato chip, my mouth would be like, it'd be like that Seinfeld.
It makes me want another chip.
Yes, exactly.
The chip is the star. The wine
is the hype man.
Yeah, I was going to say is like the Laura Dern.
Oh, how so?
Like she's a good supporting actress.
Oh, great. Yeah, great supporter. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think Laura Dern is a lead. Could be.
Did she win Academy Award for?
She won for Best Supporting. Well, okay, I get what you're saying. Whatever. All right, I say that I give this a. I think I give it a 4 out of 5.
Okay, I was gonna give it a 3 out of 5.
Wow. Okay, this is what happened with our fucking glass one too, where we started with their price.
And
like,
you start high.
And you start
that's
high.
What I'm
and
trying
then,
not to do.
Okay. All right, we'll give it a 3. I think we'll give it an overall 3.
Potato chips, good with white wine.
With white wine. This is. Wow. That was some revolutionary shit going on.
All right, now the cheddar.
All right, now the cheddar.
I'm gonna go smaller.
Why? You already took the biggest fucking bite out of this.
Not as salty as the chips. Very creamy. Very cheese-like. Marissa's making a face like she's not a fan. I thought you liked hard cheeses.
I do like hard cheeses. I appreciate you remembering that, but the hints of Parmesan within the cheddar. I love cheddar, by the way. It's a very underrated cheese. It's kind of throwing me out. But, okay, here we go. Now with the wine.
This is fucking sick. I like this a lot.
Oh, this is great. This is great.
This is like, this is where you're like, oh,
hell
wow.
Yeah. Hell yeah. This is really, okay. 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 Okay.
Yeah. This is like, I want to eat all that cheese.
I want to eat all that cheese and drink all this wine.
Maybe with the potato chips.
No, the potato chips are, that's salt overload, and I love salt, but, like, I won't be able to take off my wedding rings.
Oh,
I
mean, too much bloat.
Too much bloat, yeah. Or not that I.
That's good. I'd say that to me is.
That's a
5 out of 5.
For me, that's a lunch.
Yeah,
I'm
I
like,
agree.
A bottle of wine and this brick
and that's
of cheese.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here
that's
for it.
That's delightful.
All right, so that gets a 5. Hell yeah. All right, so now it's time for sour gummies. Anyone who has followed my work for a number of years or whatever, I fucking hate junk food wine pairing bullshit like around Halloween and stuff. So this is me. This is me really going out on a limb, but I do love sour candies. But there's also a bunch of different flavors here, so I feel like I'm gonna take a couple.
I did a pink.
Pink or a red?
I did a pink.
I'm just gonna take a couple. I'm gonna eat them like a. All right.
Okay.
Sorry, hold on.
All right. I
have a mouthful. Yeah, I love sour candies.
These are pretty good too.
Not quite sour enough, but
they call them the super sour too. I agree.
Guys.
It's not even. I think a Sour Patch Kid is sourer than this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got some sour.
It's got a little kick. Whatever. Yeah.
See,
no.
It decimates the wine.
No. Yeah.
It makes everything bitter.
Yeah, everything's bitter.
Fired. Yeah.
That's a no go for me.
That's a no go to me. That's like a 2, maybe even a 1.
I think it's a 1. I'm like
that
no.
made the wine worse.
That made the wine worse. No, thank you. No, grazie. Do we agree on a 1?
Yeah, let's do a 1.
Gross. All right. Next
now we're
step.
Doing a soft strawberry licorice twist. So it's basically it's Australian licorice.
Yeah, which means it's like so much better than other licorices.
Yeah, not licorice flavor, just strawberry
flavor. No, it's strawberry flavor. I love these, by the way. They're good. Sorry, we're chewing.
Best episode ever.
Just lots of like pregnant pauses with our mouths.
Just so much eating.
I know, we're gross.
We have to do this 3 more times.
I know.
We're going to be full. We better slow down on how much we're eating.
I don't know, man. Or maybe we just need to pick up how much we're drinking. Speaking of which, let's drink.
Also,
not
no.
With the fruity sweet, not really a fan. It's sort of like, it's just really out of balance. It's like it makes the strawberry licorice, it like makes the strawberry licorice twist taste like cloyingly sweet.
Yeah, and it makes the wine taste bitter again.
Yeah. But I think it's better than that.
Yeah, it's like a 2.
I think I give it a 2 as well. Good work. All right, now it's time for the bittersweet peanut butter cup.
This is the best episode.
I've never wanted to do this episode, but you know what? Here
I'm
we
only
are.
I'm going to eat half.
Oh, then I'll eat your other half. That's what fans are for.
It's pretty delicious, though. Kind of weird.
Hold on, I'm still chewing.
It just sort of makes it this is another thing where it doesn't make the wine bad. It literally just eliminates the wine.
There's oh, no, yeah,
it's
there's
like
nothing.
Water. You I might as well drink a glass of water.
Yeah, you can't taste anything with
all
the
I taste is the
peanut butter. That peanut butter, which I think is, you know, true about peanut butter in general. It's a pretty powerful drug. And I say it's a drug because peanut butter is super fucking addictive. And I love it. It's one of my favorite drugs.
Yeah, right out of the, like, a spoon out
of
oh, the
container.
Oh,
a spoon
yeah.
of crunchy peanut butter yeah. on the couch watching Law & Order SVU.
Yeah.
Mm.
yeah.
I'm
a big peanut butter and ice cream guy.
Yeah, well, that's delicious. I do that, too, and then add some jelly. But that's not what we're here to
that's
discuss.
True.
The wine, though, it...
This makes me wonder about how this bitter chocolate is...
Well, wait, what did we decide to give this one?
Oh, this is like a... It's just so neutral.
I think it was a 2 again.
I agree.
All right, bitter chocolate.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Looking forward to it either.
I don't really like bitter chocolate.
I don't really like... Yeah.
Right. Oh.
I hate it so much.
Oh my god. Oh. It's so bitter.
Oh my god. I get it out of my mouth.
No, that's top tier.
Oh my fucking god, you guys. I just. Oh.
Who eats this?
I don't know. I hate it. I just spit it back in the box. It looks like I took a turd in a tiny box.
And this is awful.
Oh.
Oh. This is fucking awful. Can we give it a negative score? Can we give this negative 5?
No, I think that we got to work on like Yelp stat. Like,
0. This is a 0.
No, because you're not allowed to give 0 stars. We have to do.
This is a 1. This is a 1.
God damn it. But then that means that this is the problem we're getting into. Then that means that these sour gummies were not this bad. All right, we're going to allow zeros. We're
this
just going to allow
zero.
This is a zero.
This is a stay the fuck
don't
away.
Do it. I'm like dreading having oh my fuck that shit. Gross. Okay. Anyways, wait, hold on. I need to drink way more wine
Who
right
eats
now.
This?
I don't know. I mean, if you are out there eating absolute black chocolate, please tell me why. Like
And it makes the wine fucking awful.
I don't want to, we're not trying to yuck anyone's yums, you know?
Yeah, like, no, yeah, I'm not kink shaming. Well, you know what I am? If you eat this chocolate, you're gross.
I don't, I'm not going to say that. You know what? I'm trying to work on my image. You know, if you like this, good for you.
Yeah, more power to you.
More power to you.
Okay, now,
all right.
I feel like this is going to be an awful transition.
Yeah, we thought that spice was going to, all right. Now we're on to the spicy
hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos. Mm.
Delightful.
Mm. Taking a couple just to.
Mm-hmm. Surprisingly good, Trader Joe's.
It tastes kind of shrimpy.
Oh, I don't get that.
There's like a weird seafood thing to it. All right, here we go. Wine. What's your take?
Yeah. Kind of makes the spicy more spicy.
Yeah, which makes sense because alcohol does make spice more spicy. It inflames.
Yeah, it kind of made all of the bad flavors of spice come out as opposed to the, like.
Yeah, and then the wine again is just like completely nullified.
Yeah.
But I would say that, like, I think under different circumstances, like if we were to have this wine with like a spicy crudo or something, it'd be different. You know, something that had other flavors in it. I mean, we're basically, I mean, all of this is like the exaggerated versions, but I guess it's not as bad as the, I think I give it a one.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a one as well.
All right. Well, overall, the Oyster River Wine Growers was best with the cheese.
Yep.
And the chips.
Salty.
Salty.
Salty
and,
one.
Yeah, and like salty, savory-ish.
Yeah, so. And creamy, like the creamy. I could imagine this with oysters. Like,
totally.
Because cheese and oysters, there is a lot of similar flavor profiles
with
cheese and oysters. And I think oysters in this, I know it says Oyster River or whatever, but man.
Or even a shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
Something of that sort. Well, all right, moving on to the next wine.
All right.
All right, so next up we have a blend from Lamidia, which is in Abruzzo, Italy, and it's the Mescella, or it might be, I always forget if a single C is like a ch sound. Or
Mescella?
No, I think that's two C's. I can only speak Italian when I'm there and drunk. I can't actually read it. Anyways, it's the Lamidia Mescella, which is a blend of a couple different wines that they normally do. We got Montepulciano, Pecorino, the Trebbiano, and then also Trebbiano. They qualify it as a Rosato, which it is.
Yeah.
It's a Rosato. You know, on the nose, it's
it's got some funk to it.
Yeah, I'm starting to say raunch instead of funk.
Okay, it's got some.
No, it's just a little bready. It's barnyard.
Better.
Yeah, we're gonna be correct. It's a little barnyardy, a little cheesy on the nose.
Not really on the palate.
The palate's like underripe raspberries.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be honest. It's a little. I don't want to say underwhelming, but the color's so beautiful. Maybe my expectations were a little bit more red fruit.
It's also
in
really
the palate.
Cold.
Yeah.
For me, it's just like it's like not quite ripe raspberries.
Yeah.
Like
totally.
Just like the flavor, like the fruit is there, but it's just like not as it's not super powerful.
No, it's delicious though.
But the nice thing about that is like also too, you know. Wines that are great for versatile, like overall pairings, you know, like to something to bring to like parties and stuff is something that you kind of want to
work with everything.
So yeah, all right. So let's see if it works with everything.
I mean, I know this is what my parties look like.
I, you know what? Yeah, I believe it. All right. So starting with the chip,
they really are very salty.
They're too salty, and this is coming from someone that loves salt.
That is a salty chip. Holy shit.
All right. No, it's like I keep wanting to be like the Seinfeld episode, like these potato chips are making me thirsty. Like it's just like blah, blah. They're too salty. Anyways, all right. Here's how it goes down.
Actually,
it's fine.
It brought out the fruit a little bit more.
It did bring out the fruit some more. It did it made the wine better.
Yeah. I'd say it's a 3.
I'd say it's a 3 too. I don't know. I might hold on.
4?
It might be a 4.
I think you might be right actually. I go 4. Let's go 4. Fuck it.
I think it's a 4.
This is delightful. Sitting on and watching. Oh my God, I'm doing the most embarrassing thing.
Right now?
No, I'm watching a show called Bosch. Have you even heard of it?
I have heard of it. I know a lot of guys that watch that show.
Really?
Yeah, but I think they kind of all start the same way you just did.
Which is?
I'm embarrassed.
It's like, it's a police.
All right,
procedural.
Where are we going? Come on. People already have to listen to us fucking eat food on
That's
this.
True.
I'm like, why? All right,
now let's eat some cheese.
Where were you going with the Bosch thing?
I don't remember. Oh
Jesus.
I was
going
to say I could eat these chips and drink this wine and watch Bosch.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'd be like very happy.
Yeah. All right, moving on to the cheese. I wish that for you in 2020.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I do like this cheese.
I like it. Does it go down with the wine, though?
Not.
No grazie.
No. I'm surprised by that.
It makes I think that the bready, like the bread, when I say bready, I mean like Brett with a T, like Brettanomyces. The bready quality of the wine gets really brought out by the cheese, and then the cheese just starts, it's like, it all tastes like a foot together.
Yeah, it's not a fan.
Not a fan. I give it but I mean, it's better than.
It's not, we know what's coming.
I know. I'm staring down the line and I'm like, fuck that bitter chocolate. I think it's I give it a 2.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's not even as bad as 1. Okay.
All right, I'm only eating one gummy.
Okay. I'm gonna eat one gummy as well. I love gummies.
This is the best part of the whole thing.
I know. I love them. I was really happy he brought them. It's okay.
Yeah. It's sort of neutral.
It makes the wine more bitter on the mid palate.
It kind of masks the flavor of anything.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
It's awful.
It's not bad.
It kind of makes me feel like I'm drinking a White Claw.
How's. Really?
Because I taste the flavor of the gummy. And it's
yeah.
like this subtle flavor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
like the. Yeah, I understand that. Me. Yeah, it just makes the wine more bitter.
I think it's another 2 or 3.
I don't give it. I think it's a 2. All right, sweet, fruity, strawberry, licorice time.
I'm eating half.
I know, yeah, we need to calm down. Our first run, we kind of ate.
I know, we had lunch.
We were like, yeah, Adam brought snacks. All right. And also to hopefully cut down on time that they have to listen to us chew.
Wow. Also, like, brought out the acidity. Weird.
No.
Does this wine pair well with anything?
I don't know. It paired very well with the chips. I think I give that a 2 again.
I'm with you.
I like the wine, though. Like, I'm enjoying the wine. But I don't know if I'm, like.
It's not improving anything, and it's slightly taking away.
Well, that's
away
the thing.
From.
Exactly. Like, there, no one's like, besides from the chips, no one's benefiting from these pairings.
No.
Except us just eating.
Yeah.
All right, here, do you want to split this?
Yeah, split it.
Just take a baby bite. I'm already full.
Me too.
This is going to have the same fucking effect. It's just going to taste like fucking peanut butter.
Wow, that brought a whole new flavor.
I actually don't mind it.
No.
Huh. Well, the more you taste.
That brought out, like, I'm tasting the flavor I didn't taste in this wine before. I don't even know what that is.
It has, like, an umami thing to it.
Yeah. Like, a savory, meaty quality.
Yeah, which makes sense for the Brett.
It's, like, not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. I mean, I kind of think I give it a 3.
Yeah, no, I think it's not one of the worst.
No. I mean, cool. Wow, that was really, okay.
We're learning.
We're learning things, right. Everybody.
I took the littlest, so I want people to know that better. We took 2 big of bites.
We took, you don't need to see it, but it literally when I spit it out into the box, it looks like a small turd came out of my mouth.
So I'm eating of just the smallest.
Yeah, smallest bits.
Oh, it's still so bitter.
It's so bitter. Oh my God. Well, I think I need a little bit more though, because even though I don't want it. Ah, it's so bitter. Oh, it's like, it's just like, ugh.
Actually, it works really well.
I don't think it works really well.
Way better than before.
I think that it brings out, like.
Maybe you eat more bitter than me. Maybe I
did. I ate a little bit more bitter than you did. You ate like a shaving of bitter. I ate like a little bit of a bite. I don't think that it's the bitter. I'm just like, dude, stop. I'm just like, bitter chocolate, like, it just doesn't work.
It's all, yeah, it's awful.
It's a zero. I mean, part of me is like, well, we have other wines coming, so who's to say? But fuck that. Ugh.
Hot Cheeto time.
Hot Cheeto time, okay.
At least the Hot Cheetos get rid of all that bitter.
Yes. All right. I still get a shrimpy quality out of these.
I don't know. Maybe
it's like a fish sauce or something.
Maybe.
I'll look at it later. Okay. Fine. It
kind of the story of this wine pairing with everything.
It just kind of goes well with everything. Or it goes decent. No, well, no. It
goes mediocre.
Yeah, and that has nothing to do with the wine, again, because
the wine's delicious.
The wine's delicious.
And it was great with the potato chips.
I think, though, that I would give this a 2, not a 1.
Sorry, I have to eat a potato chip to get.
Yeah, I would give this a 2, I think.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I think that overall, like, right now, I just want to drink a little bit of this wine just to, like, get the spice and the bitter out of my mouth.
Are you feeling like you're learning a little bit from this as far as pairing is concerned? Or do you think this is, or should we wait till the end to talk about that?
I think we can wait till the end. I mean, because then that's just, it's opening up a big, we don't want to get distracted. We need to stay on schedule.
And we have to do this 2 more times.
I know. Oh my gosh. Well, this is, again, I saw this coming. Anyways, on to the next wine.
All right.
Next up, we have a wine that is a semi-sparkling, off-dry, orange.
It's basically everything.
Skin contact
wine. This
wine
is everything.
Yes. And it is called.
Oh, you are so Greek.
I know. It's incredible. So it's the. Dabina Ayanane, I think, is how it's pronounced. I don't know, but it's delicious. You can see it on our.
If you've seen this bottle before, it's in a very unique bottle shape.
Yeah, it was a 500 milliliter.
Yeah, and it looks like a little potion.
Yeah, it's great, and it's from Epiros, Greece. And yeah, the variety is Dabina, and again. All right. Let's get started on this.
All right, a potato
feeling
chip.
A little buzzy.
This is more than we normally do.
But weirdly, we are. I don't know.
We're drinking fast though.
We are drinking fast. Get the mic away from your chewing.
No, people love that. It's called ASMR. It's called.
Oh my god, that's like
mukbang.
Ew, I hate when people do that on the phone. Okay. Anyways, all right, potato chip and the beautiful.
Oh, we didn't smell this wine and stuff. We just So on the nose, it's like quite obviously a skin contact wine.
Yeah,
like
and
it smells like skin contact wine.
It smells like how pumpkin seeds when you're like carving pumpkins comes out.
Yeah.
You know, like before you bake, like if you don't bake them or anything, but
raw
you know,
pumpkin.
It's Halloween when you're like pulling out all the seeds and spaghetti weirdness from inside the pumpkin. That's
guts.
The guts.
Yeah.
That's what it smells like.
Yeah, so you have
and
a little bit.
And it tastes like what I think the Agro Crag from Guts would taste like. Ba-dump.
What?
Guts, the Nickelodeon TV show.
Oh.
And then the Agro Crag that they would have. Anyways.
What the fuck are you talking about? Anyway.
I bet you people have seen Guts and know about the Agro Crag, but it's fine.
Yes. Anyway.
Anyways, wow.
It's got a little bit of sweetness.
A little bit of sweetness.
It's got richness.
Richness. I really like it. I think the problem is we already ate the potato chip, but I really like it with the potato chip. Like, I kind of want to get another potato chip.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
It tastes. I really like this wine. I've had this wine before. This is. I've had this wine many times. I love this wine. It's really delicious, and I found that it's pretty versatile in terms of like Party Time USA spreads, which. We have the spread.
It's pretty delicious together.
We have the spread of a 12-year-old slumber party right now. So.
We're going to play, what's that game called?
Lies of Feather, Stiff as a Board.
It was the board game. It was like.
Girl Talk.
We're going to play Girl Talk later.
Amazing. I can't wait. That and The one at the mall. I don't remember. Mall Madness? I don't know. I wasn't allowed to have that one.
This is great. I mean, this is delicious.
Yeah.
It brings out the sweetness in this, the slight sweetness and the saltiness in this. Like, these chips, for the first time, have not tasted too salty.
Yeah, but we also took much littler chips.
I'm just saying that this,
overall,
this
yes.
battles, this does really well with the saltiness.
It really, really does. I think, though, that the saltiness does bring out a bitter quality in the wine on the back end.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it I think it's a 4.
I think it's a 4, too. I don't disagree.
I don't, like, is it perfect?
These chips might just be the wrong chips.
Well, there's a lot of things that we're going to say about the selection and not that I'm bagging on Adam's, I'm not bagging on anybody, but we're saving the discussion for after.
I do like this cheese.
You love this cheese. Mm-hmm. Too big of a bite.
But this cheese also, like, fuck, with this wine?
Hold on, I'm getting there. I took too big of a bite.
So in some cultures, cheese.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Cheese can be supplemented as a dessert. Like, sometimes you go to France and they're like, oh, do you want cheese or a dessert?
Yeah.
Now, if you're like a really fancy place, sometimes cheese is actually like.
Oh, it's a cheese course.
And you know, it's in sort of in this space of like pre-dessert.
Yeah.
And like this to me, this cheese and this wine, it's fucking dessert. Like,
yeah, it's
this
delicious.
This to me is like, I want to end a meal like this.
Yeah, this is my kind of dessert. I'm not super into, well, lately I've been getting into sweets because my husband loves sweets and like, and I'm like, oh my God, like there's just.
But these two together,
I think this is our first 5.
No, it's not. We also did 5 on the cheese.
Oh, line. Yeah. All right. It's our second 5. I give it a 5. I think it's
this
really,
is a 5.
Really.
This is.
Also, too, like, this, okay, real quick, this wine, it's, even though it's, like, so it's a 500 milliliter, so it's smaller, normal wine bottles are 750s, you know, this is not an expensive wine. This is,
no,
like,
it's
I think it's under 20.
It might be sub 20, yeah.
But, like, I'm, like, this and this cheese, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Again, another lunch
or
dessert.
And that cheese is, like, $4.
Yeah. Trader Joe's.
Oh, also, I want to say thank you to our Patreon, listeners, because this episode is brought to you by you.
Yes, I'm doing a lot of things fast. This episode is brought to you by our Patreon, because before we would not have been able to, like, I know it sounds crazy not to be able, quote unquote, to afford, but like,
we just wouldn't have spent the money on.
Yeah, we just wouldn't have spent the money and like, or time. Like Adam went, like, yeah. And shout outs to Adam.
Yeah, I went shopping.
He went shopping.
This was like, this is really brought to you by you guys, so thank
you.
Yeah,
so thank
you
very much.
For letting my dreams come true.
Yep, Adam has been wanting to do this for 2 years. Okay, sour gummy time.
I have actually high hopes for this. I think this is going to be good.
I don't like the gummy I just had. It tastes like orange sherbet.
Actually.
I'm going in for another gummy. The one I had, I don't like the orange gummies. They taste like sherbet. I think the red ones are the most sour.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
We should stick with those.
Unfortunately,
no.
My wildest dreams did not come true.
No.
I was completely wrong.
I give it a 2.
This is not good.
Should we give it a 1?
No, it's a 2. I would reluctantly eat this.
I would reluctantly,
while watching Bosch.
While watching Bosch, yeah. Next up,
like the bitter chocolate, I just would not eat.
No, we don't.
I would continue to eat and drink.
Yes,
reluctantly.
Yes, yes. Or like, because that's, well, this is part of the conversation for later.
Yeah.
We're just gonna we're mowing all through right. This so that way we can
I
get to the conversation.
Bit more wine. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Well, it's delicious. I mean, this is gonna be a.
Thankfully, everything's pretty low alcohol. Everything's been like in the 10.
Yeah, we're just drinking
world.
Kind of fast. Yeah, this wine that we're drinking right now is 10.5.
Yeah.
Okay, so now on to the fruity, sweet, strawberry licorice guy. When I used to work for Mindy Kaling, she was in love with Australian strawberry licorice,
yeah.
And she got me hooked on them. It's so good.
Mm. The texture of them is what I feel like is the addictive part.
Mm-hmm. Texture, and that they don't taste like fucking... Twizzlers. I don't like Twizzlers. Meh.
Speaking of low alcohol, how did that make it taste like this is so high alcohol?
Because that's so sweet. It really brought out the alcohol in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also... God damn it.
Are you learning something, Adam?
Yeah, parents sucks.
I know.
I'm worried that people are going to like be like, well, you picked the wrong thing.
Well, we're going to get into that in the discussion part of all of this.
Yeah, okay.
So everyone hold tight or don't. Like, it's fine. I think that's another... I don't know.
That's like a two.
Two or... yeah. All right. I don't know. The last time I had I was pleasantly surprised by the last peanut butter cup situation. So moving on to the bittersweet peanut butter cups. I have high hopes for this one, personally.
Talk about Halloween. This. Just...
Oh, wow. That is so Halloween.
Yeah, it just tastes like Halloween.
Yeah, in the best nostalgic way possible. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like if it's only, you know what it reminds me of? Is like, or not reminds me of because I've never done this, but like, it'd be like if you could eat the orange casing of the Reese's with the Reese's, you know what I mean? Like where it's like orange, like in terms
that's
of like,
I was thinking is the
like pumpkin-y, like
it
this.
Reminds me of the plastic pumpkin heads. The
exactly, yeah.
Candy.
It's
the way that smells.
Yeah. And also too, and then again with like that pumpkin, like raw pumpkin seed quality. Honestly,
this is fucking.
I like it. I dig
me
too. It. I'm like, let's rent. What's a horror movie?
Halloween.
Know. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we can rent Halloween and then pretend it's Halloween. I think that this is a four.
Me too.
That's a solid.
I mean, the nostalgia that comes from this.
The nostalgia
crazy.
Is amazing. Like, yeah. And I mean, nostalgia is like, I mean, I know that I said that peanut butter is a very addictive drug, but like, nostalgia is one of the gnarliest drugs.
I mean,
in the world.
Nostalgia is the worst.
Yeah, and the sweetest. It's bittersweet, just like these peanut butter cups.
Speaking of bitter.
Oh, my God. No. 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 Okay, I think that we just split this because not.
Yeah. So gross.
I hate you. I'm sorry to anyone who loves bitter, bitter black chocolate. You should get Montezuma's. Honestly, Montezuma's is like a revenge every time I have to put it in my mouth. It's like, I hate it. No.
You know, no, but what I was going to say is, if they added a little bit of sugar to that chocolate.
If they added a little bit of sugar to that chocolate, then it wouldn't be this bitter-ass chocolate. I'm like, I want to just be like, can we just stop eating it? But at the same time, we can't. All right, I give it another zero. Like, fuck this shit. Like, I'm sorry. Like, bitter chocolate is like, I think that bitter chocolate is...
the worst thing to pair with wine. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's honestly like...
I don't get why people do... Dark chocolate and wine.
We're going to get into that in the discussion because I have so much to fucking say about all these things. Anyways, moving on to...
The Hot Cheeto.
Hot Cheeto. I'm convinced there's...
Marissa's looking for the shrimp.
I don't have time, but it's I bet you
ooh,
fucking anything there's fish sauce.
That's delicious. No, I don't think that's a five.
Oh, that works. I fuck with that.
Real well.
I would fuck with that.
It doesn't make any of the bitterness come out from the spiciness.
Nope.
You taste the fruitiness of the wine.
And the wine actually gets a little bit sweeter and like tempers and tempers the spiciness. Also just complements the spiciness really well.
I'm into it too.
I think that's a four.
I agree.
I think
that's a pretty delightful pairing.
Yeah, I mean,
spicy and sweet though. Like, what a revelation! That spicy and sweet.
I know, I know. Well, the whole this entire podcast is people are gonna be like, "Oh, have you not heard of Riesling and Thai food?"
Yeah, exactly.
But honestly, so far, this hold on, this incredible wine, the. Is honestly doing the best on our charts of.
You know, I didn't want to.
We'll
save
it.
End. Yeah.
We're. Oh, I love all of you. Okay, next one. Next up, Adam brought a Cabernet Sauvignon that will remain nameless because, I don't think it's anything either of us would ever drink.
No, it's true. That's why.
And it's we don't know if it's natural or not.
I would say 99% it's not.
It is, just to give you some ideas, it's a Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa, and it's 3.7% alcohol. And how much did it cost you, Adam?
$12.
Yeah, $12. I'm happy that you brought this, though, because, which we'll get into later on in the discussion, I have a lot of beef with, like, one of the things I have beef with wine pairings is, like, everyone always says that Cabernet and chocolate, or, like, red wine and chocolate, which I just, I will be surprised if it fucking works. Because
full disclosure, I brought this wine because I feel like wine pairing is something that's a big part of the sommelier sort of ethos.
Of course.
Right? That's like
the vibe, man.
That's a big part of who they are. And I think that sommeliers probably sell a shit ton of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to drinking
from
this.
Napa. And I would assume that they also sell a shit ton of it at restaurants that probably pride themselves in being restaurants that pair.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to be like, okay, so this is a wine. So this isn't natural. This is a wine that...
We don't know what it is.
But what my assumption is that this is a wine... For $12 Cabernet from Napa, it's not natural.
Yeah, no, I know, yeah. All right, well, let's move into...
And I just wanted to see what... Oh! What
I smelled it.
It smells like Napa Cab.
Oh, my God. It is exactly what it's...
It's... I mean, there's...
Holy moly. Yeah. I'm really... My stomach is churning right now. It smells like a very it's a high alcohol, highly oaked Cabernet from Napa. I'm nervous to taste it.
Oh my God, is this the sweetest wine we've had so far too?
Whoa, weird, yeah. Weird.
This has more sugar in it than
the last wine
that we had that was supposed to be the sweet wine.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay, well, here we go. I really am just like, ugh.
This is brutal. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Marissa.
I just think that, like, there's a reason that you've been pitching a pairing episode since 2017. And yeah. I've been like, or 2018, whenever we started this thing. Anyways, okay, Chip and Cabernet. Your face is like, I already know.
It tastes like mulling spices. Like, honestly, it tastes like this was mulled wine. We made mulled wine during the holidays.
I did, too.
And this tastes like mulled wine.
Shittier mulled wine. Like, if you forgot the oranges.
And the cinnamon stick.
And the cinnamon sticks. It's like, if you made, like, the thing about mulled...
This is mulled wine in the morning.
This is trash mulled wine. I don't like it with the chips.
To be honest, if this is an episode about how well these pair together, these don't go in, like, there's nothing about these... All I taste is the fucking mulled
wine. I don't
even
want to go. Hold on. I'm taking a photo of like how not happy I am about this. It's bad. That photo was bad, and I appreciate how bad it is.
I'd say that's non.
Okay, well.
That's a one.
Yeah, well, I just feel like.
I hope people don't think I'm really going to try and be as.
Yeah, we're not. I'm not. We're not here to. We're genuinely here to learn.
Yeah.
Try to learn. While you listen to us eat food.
This cheese is so good.
All right. There was a good part of my life where I lived off of cheddar cheese and cheap Cabernet, so who knows, this could be good for me.
That's not awful. It actually takes away all that cheap mold taste. If anything, it mutes the flavor, so the wine tastes better.
Oh, to me, I'm like, this makes so much sense in terms of like my life. I'm like, how is it that I drank so much? I used to only drink cheap Cabernet. And like when there's a big joke about when my now husband Ben met me, he's like, oh, you were just living off of Cabernet and blocks of cheddar cheese. And now I'm like, yeah, because that's not so bad, apparently.
It's not so bad.
I'm not mad at it. I'm almost down to give it a 3.
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
I think I'm going to give it 3. I think
no, because strangely what it does is it takes away all that shitty artificial flavor that's in that wine.
And it allows the alcohol, I think, in the wine, like, kind of elevates the cheese.
Yeah, it mutes the wine. That's the quality. That's the good part of this pairing is it mutes the wine.
It mutes the part of the wine that's bad because it does allow the fruit to come forward. Yeah. So,
I'm not at it.
Oh, my God. I'm not even, like, this is... I'm just going to be sick from all these snacks.
Oh, we're going to throw up totally after this.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. Thank you to everyone who's getting through this episode with us.
Oh. And the mold stuff, what is that? Yeah, what is that?
I'm like, that's a zero with the sour gummies. That's a zero for me.
That's a zero for me, dog.
That's a zero. I mean, that's no thank you. Okay, let's just, like, get through this. Okay, licorice. I'm like, I can't. Okay. I feel like this could surprise us. Sweet licorice could surprise us. All right, here we go.
No.
No.
That made it even worse. That's
like a negative one.
That's so bad.
That's a negative one. I'm putting it down. I know that we're not supposed to be working from that. I'm like, okay, we're just powering through at this point. All right. Everyone that's always like, all those stupid fucking things are always like, red wine and chocolate. Here we go. Here's a bittersweet peanut butter cup and some Cabernet Sauvignon.
It's not as bad as everything else, but it's...
Only because of the peanut butter.
Yeah, it turns out peanut butter is something that makes wine taste better.
No, but also all you taste is peanut butter, which is delicious. So I'm still giving it a one. Because it's just peanut butter. The only thing that I'm liking in my mouth is the peanut butter.
Yeah, it overpowers everything is what you're saying.
Yeah, the peanut...
So, if... Oh man, so in conclusion...
We're not even done yet.
I know. All right.
All right, I'm giving it... What do you think, a one?
Yeah, I think it could be a two, to be honest.
I'm going to give it a 1.5. All right. Oh, my God. The bitter chocolate. You're not... Yeah, I'm like, you have to take, like, more than just, like...
So bitter. Wow.
Fine.
Surprisingly, can I have a little bit more wine? I can't believe I drank all this wine.
I know. Wow. I'm like, how are you? I'm like, dude, I legit, I'm like, bleh. Not because the wine, but like the wine and the snacks. I don't want, like, I'm not trying to like say that this wine's making me want to barf, but it's just like the overload of all these different snacks.
It's it. The mulled spice is back. The only thing that did not get that gross mulled spice.
Yeah, that was bad.
Was the cheese.
Well, we haven't, I know, but we haven't gone our, what, so what do we give that? A one?
Yeah. Oh, man, if the hot Cheetos work with this.
I'm going to laugh so hard.
That's so bad. That's a negative 10. Fuck this wine.
Fuck this wine. Oh, my God. Gross. We're out. We knew it. Ugh. Okay. So here's the deal.
Hold on.
Okay, go.
Are we going to part two?
Yeah. So
this is going to be a
teat parter? Is that what you're about to say?
I was going to say a to be continued.
A TBD. Oh, yeah, to be continued.
That's
to be continued.
C.
Oh, yeah. Oops. All right.
TBD is to be determined.
Yeah, but it's TBC. It's to be continued.
This is going
to
go to a part two because this is already at like a...
It is already...
We're almost at like an hour.
Yeah, so, all right. Just to give you guys a heads up for what's going to come next. First of all, thank you all for getting through this tasting process with us. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, we are sorry. Second, next week, you will be able to tune in to our
part two,
which will be a discussion about one, wine pairings in general, and then also two, junk food wine tasting pairings, because I fucking hate that shit. So if you're like, if you've been this whole time being like, well, why the fuck are they doing this with junk food? Well, tune in to next week for the discussion on that, and as well as our general tasting stuff. And thank you guys.
Oh,
we
God.
Love you.
My tummy.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain right now. So we'll see you guys.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll see you
next week. Yeah, and we'll have our rant. You'll be able to hear us. Okay. Love you guys.
All
okay.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait, real quick. Thank you again to our Patreon people that made this possible.
Oh, yes. Without you, we would not have been able to have this experience.
Yeah.
This experience.
No, we would not. And neither would all of our listeners. They're like, what the fuck?
So all of the mukbang chewing noises are all thank you to you.
Thank you, Patreon. And if you want to be a part of our Patreon, it's really easy to do. What is it? It's patreon.com/naturaldisasterspod. Hop on there. We do have some merch that's coming out
very soon. You'll get
first dibs on said merch. So if you want to join our Patreon, check it out, because it not only supports wild episodes like this one, but it supports our podcast in general. And thank you so much to our current Patreons, and we look forward to new ones.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.